This year's candidate tally is higher than that of the past two elections, and in those races, several incumbents faced no challengers. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who's not on the ballot this year, says there's a good reason no one's running unopposed.
I would think it's, you know, the first election after redistricting has been, you know, totally settled. And then we've got a referendum on Senate Bill 21. I think that'll lead to some good dialogue and discussion.
Senate Bill 21 lowered oil taxes. The busiest Southeast race is for the Ketchikan-Wrangell-Prince of Wales Island House seat. That's where longtime incumbent Peggy Wilson is not seeking re-election. Three Ketchikan Republicans are competing in the August primary. They're Sherry Klein, Patty Mackey, and Agnes Moran. The winner will face Ketchikan Independent Daniel Ortiz in the November general election. Stedman expected it to be a busy race.
Take a look at the retirement of Peggy Wilson. I think that should be expected when you have a representative that, you know, has been there for a decade or longer.
The other four races have no primary challengers, just one Democrat and one Republican facing off in the November general election. Petersburg Republican Stephen Samuelson is taking on Sitka Democratic incumbent Jonathan Christ Tompkins. The race is to represent their hometowns plus smaller cities and villages.
It's a Democratic process, and it's nice to give the public an opportunity to select their, you know, elected officials and have somebody to choose from.
All three Juneau races have challengers this year, though they didn't during the past two elections. Republican Peter Dukowitz is trying to oust Democratic incumbent Sam Keto in the downtown Juneau, Douglas, Haynes, Skagway, and Gustavus House race. Democrat George McGuan is challenging incumbent Republican Kathy Munoz in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley-based House district. And Republican Tom Williams filed to run against incumbent Democratic Senator Dennis Egan. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.